Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing. We're so excited to share with you the news. Our fifth book in the number one international best-selling series, Ready, Aim, Influence, just won the prestigious ELIT Book Award for Literary Excellence. To celebrate over the next few weeks, we are bringing you an encore of some of the top experts in the book. Enjoy the show. Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Publish Magazine, Broadcast, and Global Communities, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And today, I am so thrilled to once again have with me Jody Orshan. Jody is a trained marriage and family therapist, certified life coach, and parenting expert with over 30 years of experience. Through her program, The Parenting Plan, she's developed a surefire three-step process for parents to create, nurture, educate, and lead their children to become caring, confident, and compassionate adults. No small challenge in the world we face today. Jody uses the highly acclaimed personal development tool, the Parenting Pyramid, to help parents successfully enjoy the family life they've always envisioned. Jody, welcome. It's so great to have you here once again.
Oh, thank you, Vicki. I'm so excited to be speaking with you again.
Well, I would love for anyone who's not familiar with your amazing work to have a glimpse at what created your passion and purpose in becoming a parenting expert.
That's a great question, because I really love and appreciate how you asked how I developed the passion. You know, we all look for our jobs in life. What are we going to do? And I went into the field of education and then into psychology and marriage and family therapy. But there was more than just what the book said, and there was more than just theories and postulates. There was really needed to be a purpose to parenting, and I found that purpose as I began to parent my four children. And then I thought I needed to incorporate this, and I wanted help to do it, and I looked around, and there really were no programs as such. There were how-to books and some parenting self-help books, and then, of course, there were the big experts telling us developmentally our kids do this and emotionally they do that, and this is how you have to be, and the next expert said, whatever you do, don't do that. And it was all very confusing, and I sort of found my own way. And as I was finding my own way, I also found my true calling and my career.
Well, that is so beautiful that, you know, all of the wonderful things that you've created for parents out there came from this tremendous desire to help them to do this really effectively, because the children of today are leaders of tomorrow. So I can't begin to tell you how much I acknowledge and appreciate the work you're doing. How do you hope to inspire others by this work?
You know, I hope to inspire them in three ways. The first way is to give them the tools so they don't feel helpless nor hopeless, but they actually feel purposeful. The second way I hope to inspire them is to break down parenting, because, of course, parenting isn't just a job. It's your life. And sometimes that can be very, very overwhelming. And so you want to just stop, take a deep breath, and learn how to really love and enjoy each of the components of your life, and then bring a total balance to the life you want. And then the last way is that I really hope that parents, I can give them the personal exposure to not only my knowledge and expertise, but truly my joyfulness in parenting and now in grandparenting, but, you know, to having this role within a family.
That is so beautiful. So what are some of the really powerful ways that you have found for yourself in parenting, as well as in the work you're doing with others, to really become inspired about that most important role?
Well, I think the first most important aspect is for parents to appreciate what they are, who they are, what they like to do, and maybe what they're not good at doing. Because you want to give yourself a good solid foundation and decide which way your family wants to go. Then, big tip here, parents need to learn that they really cannot control the whole world. They cannot control their children, and they cannot control everything around them. There is only one thing a parent really truly can control, and that is how they're going to react to the world. And that is the most incredible gift and talent and skill they can ever teach their child. Not that they're going to control the world, master the world, overcome the world, but as the world comes to them, how they can each and every day, in each and every way, make the choices that they want to make so they can be the person they want to be.
Well, that is so fantastic. So I know you share with your clients a lot of creative ways in which they can do that. How do you encourage them to spark their creativity in problem solving with their children?
Well, that's a great question. I will be honest with you. I have a three-point plan in the parenting plan, and it's all part of the plan. And so, number one, the parents are actually going to define their family, their purpose, their mission statement, their goals, their wants, their desires. Then the second part is they need to look at what their talents are and what is their style. So you ask, how do we spark that creativity? And that comes to the third component. And that's a very individualized plan and program for each family. So everyone may have the desire to teach leadership and independence in their child. But you may have a family who's very into sports, and they can learn, and we can work on those tools, that language, the way to do it through a sports activity. Someone else may be very into cooking, and we learn the same skills of organization and follow through and all the same wonderful skills through totally different activities, because it needs to be relevant for that family, for that set of parents, and for that child. The child who is into cooking and creating is not going to gain anything on a football field. Conversely, the outdoors sports enthusiast isn't going to learn a whole lot at Bach Concerto, spending the afternoon at a Bach Concerto. So we want to have the actual moments in life fit what that family wants and desires and creates, even though the overall skills and goals may be universal.
Well, that's incredible, because that makes it not only fun and enjoyable, but really effective when it's applicable to their specific needs. What's the biggest idea that you can think of that's come through inspiration and the way people parent? What have you observed?
I love when a family's plan really comes together, because it becomes like a well-oiled machine. It's just all the parts and components are in sync with each other and going and doing, and it's incredible. I have had the unbelievable privilege of working with some families now close to 20 years. So I've really watched them over the long haul and really watched everyone grow and develop.
That's really fantastic, because you've seen all of this come to fruition. So how do you help people balance what they'd like to see as their vision for their children with actually putting that into practical application? Because to me, that's kind of like two different sides of your head. You've got this real creative side, and then you've got this side that has a whole lot to do with that actual implementation of the process. So how do you teach people the balance of that?
Well, it just as in most professions, there is an art and a science to the profession. So there's the science part and the theories and the practical approach. And then the art is my finesse of how I work with the families. And my style is I am a combination of someone who's very direct. I'm going to tell you those are lofty dreams for someone in probably who lives on land of perfect, but not for you or your kid or your family. But that's a funny thing to think about. Now let's get down to your house and your household and your life and in this wonderful place we call reality. And I bring them right back there with a big dose of reality and a little bit of humor and a lot of kindness and a safe zone for them to play, experiment, maybe at the first couple tries not make the best successful choices in their parenting styles, and then I work with them literally to reform it, so how they're going to do it. And a lot of times I work with parents so they develop a new language with their child. So instead of it just being, no, because I said so, or why aren't you listening? Why are you acting that way? And acting from this place of anger and frustration, I give them literally new tools. Sometimes it's a new behavior to do, a new language, a new sentence or two, what to choose to do, what to ignore, how to avoid a whole situation because as parents we know something is going to come, and how to take a detour around it. And then they go, aha, parents just have these great aha moments. The interesting part is that once you begin to retrain your brain in your language and your options for choices, it gets easier and easier. They don't need me, as I have many a client tell me throughout the years, you're in my head. I always just think, what would Jody do? What would Jody say? And they come up with the answer because literally we retrain their way of approaching their child and their parenting. I'll be honest with you. The number one thing a parent needs to learn is that their child is not their friend, not their peer, not their coworker, and certainly not their boss. They are a younger person who only has a certain amount of physical, intellectual, and emotional capabilities. And as a parent, guess what? You're older, wiser, more knowledgeable, and so you can usually outthink and restructure the situation for a positive outcome. And that's being a positive, proactive parent.
So, Jody, with that in mind, what would you suggest are maybe the three top tips that you could give people in order to bridge that gap of really developing a healthy relationship as a parent when it's unique to almost any other relationship they've experienced?
I would inspire parents to, first and foremost, live their life with purpose in honesty and integrity. Live their life the way that they would dream their children will act and live their life someday. If they act that way now, their children will get it, and they will see, they will learn, and they will know, and that's how they will become. It truly is not what you say. It is what you do. Secondly, I would have parents live in a place of honesty. It's very hard to say to your child, I want you to be honest and caring and loving and fair when they're watching you be angry and unhappy and lie and cheat and maneuver and manipulate. And, of course, you're feeling ugly and bad about that. So when you're in a happier, more honest, more positive place, your child will be there. The last suggestion I would give is, and this is good for your child and for all of life, is that to listen to the person and listen to the situation. If things are really not going well, then stop doing whatever you're doing the same way. It's not working. Just stop. take a deep breath and say it's time for a new approach. And something new can spark the life into your family.
That's so beautiful. That's the creativity that you were speaking to earlier. Absolutely phenomenal and very, very powerful. So how do you hope that this incredible work that you've devoted your life to in really preparing parents to prepare our future leaders, how would you like to see that have an impact on the world, almost like a legacy for you?
You know, it's interesting. I'm at a point in my life where I'm actually getting to see the legacy. And it is so exciting and beautiful, and it's bigger and better than I had ever hoped it would be. I get to watch families that I've worked with, and more importantly, my own family. I get to watch these children who are no longer children. They're young adults, and they are caring, competent, confident individuals in their professions and in their personal lives. And they've stepped up, and they've really taken a role within the community. And I'm thinking, that just about sums up my legacy. This is so exciting to know that I've touched. To touch a life is to live forever. And then to touch multiple lives is just breathtaking.
And you have inspired so many parents who have then gone on to inspire their children. Who and what inspires you, Jody?
You know, I've been really fortunate in that I was born into an incredible family that not only gave me this incredible foundation, but really showed me the importance. So then the next level is I created the family around me, my immediate family, my extended family. And when I say family, it's not only my relatives, but my closest friends, which are the family of my heart. And now I get to watch a third generation as my children are doing the same thing. I've surrounded myself in a very blessed, loving, and wonderful community. And so I believe in surrounding yourself with goodness. If you give off goodness and surround yourself with goodness, life really is wonderful. And I'll be honest with you, it's not that the things that have happened in my life have all been perfect, because I certainly have had my challenges and really some dark moments of despair. It's that I've had this incredible surrounding of love and support. So it's there in the happy times, and that's wonderful. But most importantly, it's there in the difficult times. And that's the most uplifting moments of all.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So do you have a brief exercise or a tip to move parents into that inspired action to really want to change their behavior and their interaction with their children? Is there something that is a catalyst to make that happen for people who are just starting out with the desire to want to see that?
Well, I encourage all parents who are in the moment of sort of getting caught up in the frustration moment to literally stop, take a deep breath, blow in, suck in, blow out, and then imagine. Imagine what that moment will be when your child is graduating college and everyone's coming up and giving you hugs and saying congratulations. And what are they going to say about your child? What are the compliments that they're going to pour upon you? First of all, imagine it and bask in that moment and let all the words that you want to come be poured onto you, let them pour on you. And then stop, open your eyes, and say, what did I do today that would foster any of those words that I hope to have said about my child in 20 years? And hopefully you can think of one or two or three things that you've actually done. Give yourself credit for that. If you can't think of one thing you did, then it's time to take another deep breath and say, okay, now I know where I want to be. I've got some work to do so I can get there.
Oh, that is so wonderful. And again, so very powerful. So do you have a favorite success story, Jody, either one of your own or someone that you've worked with that you'd like to share just briefly?
You know, I love that you asked me this because it's just happened to me this week. I've worked with this family who has three children since the oldest child has been 2 years old. And the family was just really always so worried about success to the point where this little girl couldn't perform or do, literally speak in class. She was just paralyzed. And we really worked on building this family of support and love and confidence. And throughout it, all of a sudden, her intellectual abilities started to blossom and grow. And to fast forward, she's in high school now, and she's a senior, and she just took her SATs and ACTs, and she literally had two nearly perfect scores, and was just asked this week, she had applied for a major scholarship, and she found out this week she's one of the top five finalists in Miami-Dade County, which means no matter what, she will be getting scholarships. And she was just invited by two of the state universities to please come visit because they would like to give her full scholarship to go to school at their schools. And she said, I never could have done that if I didn't have a voice. Thank you for giving me my voice.
Oh, wow. That is so amazing. What an incredible story. And again, what a tremendous legacy you leave with everything that you're doing for all of the people you're working with. And I just know that our listeners are going to want to connect with you and learn more since you've so generously shared so much rich information, but there's so much more. So is there a website where people can go, Jody, to be able to connect with you?
Yes, there is. It's www.theparentingplan.com. And on the website, you can just connect on the link and you can send me an email. There's phone numbers to call. There's also a list of online classes because I see clients in person in Miami, but I have clients throughout the country and actually throughout the world. And there's virtual group sessions, group classes of parents who are building their own communities of, let's say, all high school parents, a group of high school parents throughout the whole country that have an opportunity of meeting once a week. So there's lots of different ways to connect and find and feel the support.
That is so fantastic, Jody. And I am in such admiration for the fact that you have made your program and all of the wonderful things you teach so accessible to people across the globe. It's really, really incredible. And I'm sure that interaction is just absolutely rich with all kinds of ideas coming from all sorts of parents who have experienced some real success stories in addition to your leadership. So thank you so much again for that contribution to our future leaders.
Oh, thank you, Vicki. And thank you for giving me this opportunity to share my little slice of the pie in this world while you put it together and share so many through your stories and your books.
Oh, thank you so much, Jody. And if you could one more time just give your website so everyone gets it.
Yes, it's www.theparentingplan.com.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for joining us, Jody. And for anyone who would like to learn more about Expert Insights in our global communities, publishing opportunities and magazines and broadcasts, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a wonderful week. For more information about the award-winning book, Ready, Aim, Influence, visit expertinsightspublishing.com. Be sure to join us next Thursday and have a great week.